Hi, everyone. Good morning. If you would join me in a quick word of prayer. Lord Jesus, give thanks today for the day that you have made, Lord, and we're grateful that we can gather together in the sanctuary or online. We can start the day hearing your word, Lord, and we just pray that your word would come and touch us, inspire us, and transform us, Lord, and it would be manna for our souls today that would sustain us. We thank you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you would turn with me to Philippians 4, we're going to read from verse 10 to 13. All right, Philippians 4, verse 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I am. I know how to get along with human humble means, and also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Amen. Okay. So Philippians 4:13, that's one of our verses that we use for GIC. And in the NIV version that we use, it says, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Chapter heading is His strength. Hopefully some of you guys remember that. And I remember this is years ago, we had a Dragon Boat team, an SP Dragon Boat team. And we had these stretchy, form-fitted shirts. And on the back, it had Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. And we put that there because if you've ever done Dragon Boat, it's really hard. In fact, it's just pain. And the whole, you basically train for months, every week, for this one day, and the whole time is just pain. You just feel like, and you really question yourself, because you get up like really early. I remember we would meet at like 7 a.m. every Saturday to do this. And then you're just in pain, you're cold, because we would start, I remember, in like December. And you're like, why am I doing this? What's the point? And then I remember because of what was on our verse, and actually you're rowing together and you're in such pain, your arms are burning, your lungs are burning. And then at that time, our Dragon Boat leader, Sandra, would be like, come on, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength, come on. And so the point was you would tap into this power because you can do anything in Christ's power, which is true, right? Like we can really accomplish even greater things through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we can accomplish miracles. So it's true. But let me share this story. And so if you know, there's this well-known basketball player who's also a Christian. His name is Steph Curry. And his also life verse is same, Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. And in fact, he loves this verse so much that he actually handwrote this verse on his shoes. And I think, well, now he makes a lot of money and he's famous, so it's officially inscribed on his shoes by Under Armour. But anyway, this was his life verse. And so let me just read this. I don't know if this is true, but it illustrates the point. But it says this. It says, Steph Curry is a top basketball player for the Golden State Warriors of the National Basketball Association, NBA. He is known for inscribing Philippians 4:13 on his sneakers to remind him that he succeeds by God's power. One Sunday night, his team lost a game to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he was devastated. He could not understand how his team lost when he always declared he could do all things through Christ who strengthens him. He thought this inspirational Bible verse meant he could win as many NBA titles as he desired. After the game, he went to his locker and pulled out his Bible and went through Philippians 4:13 again to see whether he had gotten it correct all these years. To his shock, he found the real meaning of the verse when he read it in context. He read the adjacent verses and discovered that the verse meant learning to be content in any situation. It didn't mean doing anything at all because of Jesus. He sat down in his locker room in disbelief. The good news is that he discovered he had misinterpreted the Bible verse and took it out of context. So, my point is the way we often use this verse is actually kind of out of context. Not necessarily theologically incorrect, but in the case of this circumstance that Paul is expressing himself, it's not really what it means. And so let's take a look. So in verse 10, Paul is rejoicing. And it says, I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. And so he's filled with joy that the Philippians he's writing to is basically supporting him financially. He's giving them something. But he wants to express to them that this giving is not necessarily what he needs. Or it's something he needs, but he doesn't really need it. And so why he's really so happy is not so much like, oh, you're meeting, I'm so desperate for this, even though he is, but he's saying, I'm so happy because you're giving and it brings me great joy that you're joining and partnering in my missions, right? And it says, before, you lacked opportunity, but now they're able. Right, and he says, the reason, and he's just clarifying, I'm not doing this, I'm not so happy because I'm desperately in need of this. I'm happy because, and he goes on to say, not that I speak from want, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances. And this is kind of the key, I have learned. I know we focus so much on I can do everything through whom gives me strength, but it's actually, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. Notice he says, I have learned. It's not something that came naturally that he just picked up on to be content, right? And maybe that's how we hope it'll be, right? Yes, oh God, he satisfies me. Yes, God, he's everything I need. Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And that's good. You start with the truth, the word of God. But it's something we have to learn, right, to be content. It says, basically saying during tough times, good times. He says he's learned to do this. He's learned to be content in every circumstance, from having, basically from humble means to prosperity. And so that made me think, how in your life have you learned that? I've learned to be satisfied in God when I had very little, and I think that's common for a lot of us, where in those times of need, God has sustained you. I remember there was a time, a season in my life where I had so little, couldn't pay the rent, really didn't have even enough for food. I just survived on cereal, noodles, instant noodles, and dumplings. And I remember I went to the bank machine, had so little money in it that I remember I wanted to just take it all out and they're like, sorry, sir, like, because you have so little money, if you take that out, you have to pay a fee to do a withdrawal. And then you actually don't even have enough for that withdrawal fee, right? And, but yet, I remember in those times, I was so content, right? Actually, I was kind of excited because I was like, ooh, you know, the Bible says he's gonna take care of me, right? To not worry. And I lived by that and I experienced that. And even though I had such little, such humble means, it was such a special season of my life because I was forced to rely on God and he came through. And as a result of that season, I can say, honest to God, I've never worried about my finances for the rest of my life. And I remember even in that season, I was actually envious because at that time I was like, oh, figuring out my future, what to do for job. And I remember I was envious that, or I should say I was envious, but I was sad I couldn't tithe. I couldn't give back to the Lord because I had nothing to give or I hadn't received anything. And I remember I was envious of other people who could tithe like every month. And so when I finally was able to tithe, I was so filled with joy. And even to this day, I always look back. So I don't take it for granted. I remember. I'm like, remember when, like, it was such a privilege to even give to the Lord? And so I recollect that every time I tithe. But it's interesting. Then he says, I have learned to be content in every circumstance. And one of them is even in prosperity. And it made me think, what does it mean to be content in prosperity? Take a minute to think, like, what does that mean to Paul? And not to throw my wife under the bus, but I will since she's not here. I asked her that yesterday. I was like, what do you think it means to be content? It's like, and she's like, oh, it's maybe it's to be happy with what you have. And I'm like, isn't that no different from everybody? Right? And so as I was thinking, I was thinking to be content even when you're filled with prosperity. And I feel like that's me right now. I mean, obviously prosperity is, there's a range, but compared to like when I was humble means, I feel like right now I am very prosperous. You know, I have enough, I can provide for my children. But what I've come to realize, even though I have much now, I still can't do it without God, right? I still need God desperately as I make decisions about my future, my kids. Money doesn't resolve everything. Having a lot of things doesn't resolve, like, you know, having good relationships. It doesn't resolve having to still do the things you need to do. And so even in my abundance, it's the same. There's a constant. What is the constant for Paul when he says, I am in content, I've learned to be content in every circumstance? It's God, right? Whether I have much, I guess when you have little, you learn, I need God. When you have much, he learned, I can't do it without God, right? That's the secret. And he says, I've learned to be content. And as a result of this revelation that he's sharing, then he says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And then NIV, it's interesting. I went back to the NIV, and they actually updated it. So the original that we learn in GIC is, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. They updated it, and now it says, I can do all this. So all the things he mentioned, prosperity, humble means, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. They actually updated it, so it actually makes more sense in context. So when we say that I can do all things through him who gives me strength, what we're really saying is because of God, because he's my constants, whether I'm lacking or have a lot, I can learn to be content. Therefore, I can do all things. Amen? So Sybil leads us. Let's meditate on this, on what Paul says. He says, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am in. Contentment in any circumstance. And that contentment does not come through our effort. It does not come through what we have achieved or accumulated. That contentment comes from God. Through recognition of who He is, but also, even more importantly, through relationship with Him. And so I encourage us, with really not much of an agenda, let's just go to the source as we worship. Let these words express and resonate with what's on our heart. And let's just connect with Him. Let His presence be what gives us such contentment.
Your love is devoted, like a rain of solid gold, like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. Your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon, with mercy for today. Faithful you have been, and faithful you will be. You pledge yourself to me, and it's while I sing your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips, and praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your kindness makes us whole. You show that our weakness, and your strength becomes our own. You're making me like you, clothing me in white, bringing beauty from ashes. For you will have your bride, free of all her guilt and rid of all her shame, and known by her true name. And it's while I sing your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints, we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints, we sing, worthy are you, Lord. And it's while I sing, your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Thank you.
Let's just take a minute. If there's anything in your life, in your heart, that you're struggling with or that's just consuming you, I just encourage you to take a second just to pray, to surrender it at God's feet, to hand it over to Him. And as you do that, just make a declaration that, yeah, end of the day, it's God who will bring contentment to your life. It's God who you trust and the only one who can really satisfy your soul. Let's pray. Lord, just recognize that we cannot accomplish things or do things in our own strength. Even if we're able to, Lord, we don't want to. We would rather do it with you, Lord. We would rather do it with you together and not do this on our own, alone. And so, Lord, we ask for your help, that you would walk with us, you would even carry us at times. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you would teach us how to walk with you and how to be reliant on you and how to surrender things to you. And just as Paul said, he learned how to do that through experiences, life circumstances. He learned to do that with you. And so, Lord, would in the same way, would you teach us? Teach us how to live in this way where we can truly, through experience, through our hearts and minds, live in this way where we can be completely content in you in all circumstances. In Jesus' name. Look at the screens, turn the screens. Let's pray for our community. Let's pray for those who are going through cancer, who are receiving chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let's pray for God's strength, His encouragement, for His healing power to come. To our slide for illness and salvation. Let's pray for healing, for God's word to touch people. Pray for opportunities where these loved ones, for opportunities where people can share with them and for God to move. For those who are suffering from infirmities, also pray for those looking for jobs. Let's pray for Andrew, Sterling, David, for God to open doors, provide new opportunities for them. Mission slide. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for the government, Wealth Gap, Revival, churches, Sports Services, International, Shanti, YWAM, Stand Asia, Sons and Daughters, Mother's Choice, Hong Kong Korean Church, students, domestic helpers, families in distress. Let's cover Hong Kong. Yes, if you could pray for the staff, P. Sam, P. Nate, P. Salama, P. Kim, P. Mary, P. Andrew, P. Samuel, Tim, Mon, Yiling, Rachel, Cadence, Caleb, Donald, Sally, Lisa, Trish, Ben. Yeah, pray for our staff, our unity as a staff, and pray for our purpose that we feel continuing to do what we are called to do. Let's pray for our hospitality ministries, our welcoming led by P. Andrew, and also our barista led by Caleb. Let's pray, cover these ministries that they would really operate in their giftings. Also cover our worship team led by P. Nate, sound by Conrad, and our AV team led by me. Let's also pray for all the pregnancies. Let's pray for Kathleen, Eunice, Yiling, Jade, and others. Let's pray for the moms, for healthy babies, healthy mommies, for God's protection and hand over the pregnancy. Pray for our house churches that are meeting tonight. Let's pray for Blue Pool, First Street, Fontana, Hopewell, Key House, OPR, Princeton. Let's pray for all the meetings, that God would be the one who would lead these meetings, that each house church could abide by the vision, which is to experience God, and a time of just so much love, joy, and fellowship. Thank you. Yes, Lord, just give thanks for your word today and just the experiences that Paul shares with us, that he had to learn to be content in you, Lord. And yes, God, we say yes to that, that you are our source, you are our bread of life, you are a fountain that we must drink from. And so, Lord, would you help us even in this? Would you draw us close to you? And even as we go through our day, Lord, you would be on our minds and on our hearts. And that even as we experience things that we need to overcome, Lord, we would do it with you and learn to be content in all circumstances. And just be with everyone today. Bless them, Lord. Bless their spirit to be connected to you, Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, you would lead them in all that they do today, in their mind, their body, in their will, their emotions. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day.